great to have you on the show. I know.
Happy New Year, boys.
Happy New Year
happy
to
New
you.
Year.
And I'm hearing all these.
Tell Adam Lind I was the guy who bought his jersey when he first joined, while everybody else was sucking up to the Iron Hill section. I had a Lind jersey. Tell him it was me.
You'd think we'd plan this, but we didn't. I wanted to know, because I'm hearing all kinds of rumors, Colin, that somebody was running amok on New Year's Eve in a Suarez jersey. I want to know, was that you causing all the trouble? Come on, in the streets of London?
Do you know what? I wish it was. I spent New Year's Eve on antibiotics. So as the new year rang in and Big Ben sounded and the clock chimed 12, everybody was drunk and I was standing there with an orange juice. So I can't drink on it. Worst new year. New year doesn't work sober.
Colin, are you trying to tell me you didn't get into a dust-up a la Balotelli and Mancini at practice the other day for Man City?
If you look at Balotelli this season, that's the big story this week, I suppose, off the pitch, is Balotelli's the headline that keeps on giving, gentlemen. He's had a bust-up in the training ground with Mancini. It wasn't filmed. That makes it even better. It's just pictures. It's proper old school. You know, like one of those flick books of two stick men fighting. It's absolutely wonderful. And they've just got these, and you have to piece together in your head what happened. But you know what happened. Balotelli was I can't use that word on North American radio. It's a bit more rude where you are. Balotelli was an idiot. And Mancini snapped. The problem is, when Mario Balotelli's been eccentric, you kind of love him. But it has to come with performance, doesn't it? You look at this season, 10 starts in all competitions, 11 substitute appearances, only 3 goals, 1 goal in the Premier League. A lot more yellow cards, if you like to talk about it, than goals. And when he's doing that, it doesn't really cut the mustard as well, all the eccentric stuff. And this morning Mancini's saying he's going to keep him. He can't say he's going to get rid of him because he won't get any money for him. It's a little bit like saying to someone, here, I'm selling this sofa, it's a piece of junk. You just don't do it. You've got to pretend it's a great sofa. So he's saying he's going to keep him. I'd be surprised if he's there at the end of January. But who's going to take him? Who's going to pay his wages? Do you have a favourite Mario Balotelli story, guys? Is there one? I've got one that I always, and I know this one to be true.
Please, share it, yes.
He orders from the same Chinese restaurant, and he orders the spare ribs. It's his favourite dish, but he gets them to take the bone out before they deliver it. He gets spare ribs without the bone.
That's the fun of eating the rib.
that sums up Mario Balotelli. I think that the problem with him is, I love that eccentric side and the stories have been fantastic, but the problem is, A, you got to back it up with performances, as I said, and secondly, the thuggish side isn't liked as much, you know. So there's been some tackles that have made people turn against him, sort of really bad tackles. And then on top of that, things like that, fighting in the training ground. Some managers will tell you it's healthy. Some managers will tell you it always happens. But I think it's different when it comes to Mancini and Balotelli. It's like the worst and best father-son relationship in the history of football.
But I was going to ask you, Colin, does it happen more often than we think or we know about between managers and players during their training sessions?
I'd say. You just have to... If anyone types in John Hartson into YouTube... Just watch when he booted a player in the head in training. One of the worst stroke best bus stops in the history of football. I think it probably happens a little bit more than we'd imagine. Certainly back in the old days, guys. But there's always someone with a camera now. You know, there's always somebody trying to get that shot. So very few, even, you know, closed doors training sessions are exactly that. But yeah, I reckon it does happen a little bit more. But it's all about the characters, guys, you know. You'd imagine if... For example, if Frank Lampard got pulled away from Rafa Benitez, you'd really worry, wouldn't you, if you were a Chelsea fan? Whereas if Steven Gerrard and Suarez went in too hard on each other, you know that they're friends, you know that things can boil over. So I think it depends on the instances. Definitely happens more than we see, though.
Speaking of Chelsea, though, Colin, what happened to them against Queen's Park this week?
Do you know what? QPR Liverpool at Loftus Road was the first half performance by QPR. Liverpool went in 3-0 up at halftime. It was the worst 45 minutes I've seen a Premier League team play in my memory. They were that bad, guys. They didn't play like a championship side. I'm not even sure QPR played like a League One side, taking nothing away from Liverpool. 48 hours later, 72 hours later, they're beating the European champions. Inexplicable. You got to put it down to New Year. It must have been one heck of a party round at Juan Mata's house, because... How they went from how they played against Liverpool to beating Chelsea, I'll never know. And here's the real shock, guys. QPR deserved to win it. It wasn't that Chelsea peppered the goal for 90 minutes, hit 6 crossbars, should have got 10 penalties. QPR deserved to win that game. And Harry Houdini, as we like to call Harry Redknapp, Well, he's at it again, isn't he? He's still got a long way to go. You look at the bottom, Reading and QPR in 13 points each. You've got to go all the way to 18 points to get to Wigan and Southampton. 19 for Villa, who are a little bit in free fall, but again have turned it around. So still a huge task for QPR, but he'll get players in the transfer window. Guys, it opened on January 1st, and that's the big thing. There's even a rumour of Wesley Snyder going to QPR. If he goes, they stay up. I don't think he will.
Now, we need your advice this morning, Colin. We have a big bet on the show later this morning.
Is it something to do with, is it private life?
No. My private life is very boring, but we have a big bet.
Thought it was going to be like Fraser for a second there. I'm listening.
FA Cup final, FA Cup action. We have a bet between Aldershot Town and Rotherham United. Who should we be leaning towards?
First of all, call them Rotherham.
Excuse me.
That's okay. It's all about pronunciation. You know, it's different here. It's very peculiar. But Rotherham is how you don't pronounce the ham, believe it or not. Rotherham. Against the Shots. I'll take the Shots because they're at home. Who have you went for?
This is unfair because you're helping Jim before we even make our... Yeah, see? He's using you, Colin.
Colin's the expert.
No,
this is for the listeners.
But, no, it's not. Listen, Colin.
Why,
he makes
why
sure
that
he
game?
Sends, he makes... Well, because our producer, Ryan Favreau, likes to toy with our picking prowess over it.
But that's a game he wants us to pick.
Jim has
but
to send
I,
you...
I wouldn't even bet in that game. I mean, you've got to be looking at Villa Ipswich. Mick McCarthy at Ipswich now. Going back to play a Villa side who are fourth from bottom of the Premier League. That's a Premier League fixture. What about Reading going to play against Crawley?
Thank you. Tell that to Ryan. Back-to-back.
That's a bet. What about Man City at home? They're going to put out their second team, which is only worth £250 million. Watford are going up. They're on a roll with Franco Zola as manager. And you're betting an Aldershot Rotherham. Sorry, Rotherham. In a life.
Listen, if Lang picks Aldershot now, because I already sent my picks in. I picked Aldershot. Now
it's on
I know,
the paper.
Yeah, see,
listen, no,
cheating.
Rotherham, are they third in their division? I think they are. I'd have to go and look it up. But, you know, Rotherham probably going to be Biggie's favourites. I'd go for Shots at home FA Cup. That's all that's...
All right. Look, help me with my bet. You're following the American football this weekend, too? Fabro and I have a bet on Seattle, Washington. I like the Seahawks in this one, Colin.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you're going to lose a lot of money this weekend.
Colin, it's great to talk to you. Enjoy the
action
this
weekend.
Happy New Year.
Take care. Happy New Year, guys.
Happy New Year.